So I'd like you to turn to your Bibles now. We want to finish up the series that we have been speaking about, asking the question, how do I love thee? And looking at it from God's point of view, how it is that he loves us. And then we've been taking time to talk about how it is that I love God. And we've talked about worship. We've talked about trust. This morning, we want to talk about sacrifice. In 1 John chapter 3, in verse 16, it says this. 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words only, but with actions and in truth. I like the way Eugene Peterson puts it in the Message. He says, this is from verse 16, 1 John 3:16. This is how we've come to understand and experience love. Christ sacrificed his life for us. This is why, he says, we ought to live sacrificially for our fellow believers. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name now, bless your word to our hearts and glorify your name. Amen. Self-sacrifice in particular is what we want to look at. Self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice is in the bottom 40% of lookups in Merriam-Webster.com. Did you get that? It's in the bottom 40% of dictionary lookup online. Who wants to look up what self-sacrifice means? That's the point. And it's not surprising because after me, you come first. This is somehow the attitude that oftentimes encapsulates our lives. Is it not? After me? Yeah, you're next. No one likes sacrifice. Sacrifice. Self-sacrifice in particular. Why? Because it's painful. And who likes pain? No one does. Sacrifice, self-sacrifice, is giving up. It's laying down what I want. It's giving up my interests, giving up how I want it to be for the benefit of someone else's interests, of what someone else wants. Giving up so someone else can be made better. It's taking yourself out of the center of need. You know, do me first. It's taking yourself out of the center of attention. One of the greatest demonstrations of the love of God and the greatest demonstration how God's love shows itself in work, at work, in my life, in anyone's life, is how it shows up in the way a person, how I sacrifice myself for someone else. Just take marriage. For an example, the marriage vows for me are some of the greatest words that we have ever spoken to one another. And they have self-sacrifice written all over them. Just take for better and then for worse. You know? That's for another time. But this is what love does for us. His love does for us. When we've been touched by God's love, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says to us, touched by his love, it's done so. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. What it does for us is it takes us out of the center of attention. In fact, it goes so far as to say, when Jesus died, he died that we should no longer live for ourselves. Now, that's huge. That we should no longer live for ourselves. I like the way Tim Keller puts it. He says that we think of ourselves less. We think of ourselves less. And so, let me just say that a couple of things about this sacrifice these sacrifices that we make in self-sacrificing ourselves. And it's self-sacrificing ourselves, the way that we have to look at it is this, in obedience to God, and by obeying God, I'm proving my love. We're asking the question, how is it that I love God? I love God, we said, by worshiping Him, by trusting Him. And now we're saying, by self-sacrificing ourselves for others, we're showing our love for God. This is how it's done. Something else happens when we sacrifice ourselves for someone else. We break the grip of selfishness that every one of us live in. Some more than others. All of us feel that grip of selfishness in our lives. As I said, after me, you come first. It's there. It's in all of us. And the thing that releases that grip from our lives is self-sacrificing for other people. Now, here's the first thing that I would say about that. If I'm going to really know what it means to sacrifice myself for someone else, it begins by putting myself on God's altar and saying, God, I give all of my heart, all of my strength, all of my soul. God, I place all of me, I give myself up to you. That's where sacrifice begins, by making a sacrifice of myself to God Himself. We see this in Scripture. The second thing is, in sacrificing for others, it happens when we go out of our way, emphasis, go out of our way, to help someone else. Go out of our way to help someone else. Where we don't walk across the street when we see someone in need because we don't want to get involved. Sound familiar? But we act like the Good Samaritan. It's a parable in the Bible, right? You've heard about the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan is the person walking down the street, see somebody in need, they meet that need. It's one thing to pray for someone else's need to be met. It's another thing to pray, Lord, use me to meet that person's need. One requires no sacrifice. The other requires self-sacrifice. This is what the scripture verse is talking about. That we lay down our lives for other people. And then, no sacrifice goes unrewarded. Now this is big. No sacrifice. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. What's he say? Give and it shall be given unto you. In Luke chapter 6, as you read a little bit further there, he goes so far as to say, however it is that you give, it's going to be given back to you in the same way. Wow. That's pretty heavy duty. So there's a story. It's a legend about a king who went out into the village to kind of, you know, greet his subjects. And he was walking around. He happened to walk by a beggar, and the beggar was there and holding out his tin cup and expecting, you know, people, you know, passers-by to throw in a few coins. And this beggar happened to look up, saw the procession, saw the king coming, and thought to himself, ooh, this is going to be a big score today. Looked at his rice bowl. Rice is dwindling down. The king's passing by. I'm sure this will be good. The king, salud. Scared me. Where was I? Thank you. So the king walks by, and to the beggar's surprise, the king says to him, do you have something you'd like to give me? Do you have something you'd like to give me? The beggar was caught off guard, and he looked into his dwindling bowl of rice, and he took out three small pieces of rice, measured them out, put them into the king's hand. The king gave them this and that and walked away. At the end of the day, the beggar went to the place where he was staying and to, you know, take his little tin cup and throw it out and begin to count out the day's take. And all of a sudden, in the bottom of the cup, as he spills it out, he noticed three small grains of gold. And his first thought was, I wish I had given more. I wish I had given more. Let's stand together in the presence of Jesus as we pray. So we've been talking about worship. How is it that we love God? I want to challenge you this morning. I think Shane's message was a challenge to us. And I want to challenge you this morning to worship God. We finish this series. How do I love God? To trust Him. Well, I'll tell you what, when you get to sacrifice, it hurts. Sacrifice. And that we would pray this morning. You know, today is a day of giving thanks. And the things that we are thankful for, how many things do we have to be thankful for? So many things. And to really put this in perspective, that I see how it is that God, how is it that you want me to live my life in loving you to be a sacrifice and giving of myself to benefit someone else? How is it, God, I can do that? No sacrifice goes unrewarded, but sometimes you're going to get back only as much as you give. Now, certainly, three small pieces of gold is a lot more than just three small pieces of rice. And that's the way God is, because no sacrifice goes unrewarded. But oh, if He would only said to the king, here's the whole ball, I give it all to you. How much more would He have gotten back? Father, today, as we're here on this Thanksgiving Day, and first of all, Lord, we recognize how much You have given to us. Even as we've read and been reading from 1 John, how it is that You've given of Your life for us. Thank You, God, for the sacrifice. We sung about it this morning. We thank You, God. And Lord, as we want to turn that around now, in the way in which Your love has touched our hearts, to be able to allow that love to go out from us in a way in which, God, we're able to allow that love be demonstrable, be seen through us in the way in which we would sacrifice of ourselves for other people and especially for those closest to us. God, that You'd help us to see that. It would ring true in our ears this morning. This is what Your love does for us. God, thank You for that. So, Lord, we thank You. As we continue in our fellowship this afternoon, no one in a hurry to leave, but God, we can sit around the table together as things are prepared and talk, that, God, there be an encouragement in this place today. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.